All over the world, scientists are carefully tending dishes and jars full of bacteria. They may be trying to cure a disease or learn about the basic mechanisms of life. But those teeming microbial communities can be hard to manage. Now, researchers have come up with an entirely new kind of bacterial real estate. It may mean big changes for both the bugs and the scientists who watch them. Here's NPR's Nell Boyce.
Stephen Quake thinks of his new creation as a kind of petting zoo for bacteria.
The goal is to keep them under very well-controlled conditions, feed them, make sure they're happy, and watch them.
But in some ways, it's more like a jail. The whole point is to keep the bugs from living a wild and crazy life. Normally, when scientists grow bacteria in a vat full of nutrients, they just take off.
They eat the food, they start to divide and multiply. So as they're growing, their concentration increases. They're creating waste. That is sort of poisoning the environment. And so it's a very complicated environment that's changing in time. That in turn affects what the bacteria are doing.
Sometimes they die. Sometimes they adapt to changing conditions and evolve into something new. So Quake, who works at Stanford University in California, came up with a device to keep them more stable. His zoo is a small rectangle of clear rubber, a little bigger than a quarter. Inside are six cages, each designed to hold just a few thousand bugs. The accommodations are no bigger than a grain of sand. But if you were the bacteria, the long, narrow houses would seem palatial.
The dimensions of the corridor relative to the size of the bacteria are just enormous, so it would look infinite in all dimensions to you.
Food comes in and waste goes out through dozens of hair-thin pipes. Sections of each cage can be blocked off so it can be cleaned like a zookeeper hosing down a pen. It's all automated by computer.
And so it provides a very controlled environment where the amount of food, the amount of waste, and the concentration of bacteria are all constant over time, and you're not perturbing or changing the system in that way.
In a big vat filled with billions of multiplying bacteria, even rare genetic mutations will show up pretty quickly, and they can wreck an experiment. But this device periodically sucks some bacteria out to keep the numbers down, so it takes much longer to get random genetic changes.
So that's the sense in which we're able to slow down evolution in these devices.
The new gadget is described in the journal Science, and it's already turning heads. Drew Endy is a biologist at the Massachusetts Institute of Technology. When he first saw it,
we basically said, holy cow, this is really cool. We want one of these.
For Endy, what's important about this device is that it lets scientists spy on bugs like never before. The small chip can sit under a microscope for weeks, letting scientists observe the lives of individual bacteria.
What you're doing is you're combining a very practical technology for culturing organisms under controlled conditions with the power of a microscope so that you can look at individual cells and figure out what they're doing.
The technology's really cheap and easy to use. Endy predicts it will become a widely used tool for all kinds of biology.
Everybody who's paying attention and is interested in, you know, culturing cells that I've mentioned, you know, or has heard about it thinks it's pretty cool. It is pretty cool. It's really cool, actually.
Endy already has one in his lab. And Stephen Quake is getting lots of requests from others who want to set up their own bacteria petting zoos. Nell Boyce, NPR News.